In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the church places before us another of the miracles that were done by Christ, but this one is slightly different from most of the healings. Our Lord, the healer of every infirmity, stretches forth his hands, lays them upon an afflicted woman, and she is healed. This woman, she was hunched over, bent down, she was deformed with this infirmity, is restored and made straight. Now, what is different about this healing? Well, it's the fact that it was not the woman who approached Christ. It was Christ who first saw the woman. He saw her in her deformed state, bound by Satan with this infirmity, unable to change her own situation, unable to even stand upright. And Christ then acts out of compassion and reaches out and he heals her. And it's a reminder to us that in addition to answering our prayers and our petitions, there are times that the Lord acts and reaches out to us to grant us his grace even before we ask, even before we come before him. St. Luke records that he laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. She had a heart towards God. She was there in the tabernacle there that day he was teaching. And her response to this healing was from her heart to glorify God. And we too need to be quick to glorify God when we receive his grace and mercy in our lives. As I said, in the majority of the miraculous healings that Christ performed, it's the faith, either the initiative of the sick person or perhaps a relative or that the Lord responds. But here, it is completely Christ's initiative. His desire to heal and show mercy is what brings to the forefront this miracle in this morning's gospel. And as it was the case with this woman, so it is with us as well. It is Christ who takes the initiative. It is he, the God before the ages, who is willing to come to earth as a small child for our sake. And this is the event that we are about to celebrate, that God so loved the world that he sent his only son for us. Jesus came, beginning there in the manger, and then going to the cross. And Jesus truly desired, I mean, he really, really wanted to come into this world to heal us, to save us from our infirmity and from death itself. Just as that day Jesus wanted to heal that woman doubled over, he also wanted to straighten us, all of us who are doubled over, bent down by the immovable weight of sin. And that's what this season is about, that he came to us to heal us. Unfortunately, you know, much of this world around us, by and large, has sort of forgotten this. So much of Christmas has now been commercialized. Even before Black Friday, we have a Black Monday, and you know, they keep trying to move it up and up. It's all even before Thanksgiving. And then after Black Friday, we have Cyber Monday. And, you know, all these sales that are going on. And we're just inundated about really the wrong thing here at Christmas. It's up to us not to let the world, though, derail our celebration of what is truly important at Christmas time. God became man. And this is what we celebrate. Took on human flesh for our sakes. He dwelt among us, reaching out to us, healing us. So it is God who took the initiative, just like with the woman in today's gospel, to bring about our very salvation. Before we could ask, in fact, how could anyone have thought to ask? How could anyone have imagined that God would do such a thing for us? How could we have even thought to have asked that he sent his son on our behalf? Our Savior, our Redeemer. And Christ has stretched forth his hands, He's touched us. He's straightened us. No longer are we bent down and doubled over, oppressed beneath the weight of sin and death hanging over us. We can stand upright spiritually. We can stand straight. We can stand tall, born of water and the Spirit. This is how we should stand and how we should live and conduct our lives in every way. Straight, upright. This is what it means to be walking as children of light, to be walking straight and tall in godliness. And it's interesting that the ruler of the synagogues became indignant, saying, Jesus shouldn't heal on the Sabbath. And Christ calls him a hypocrite, reminds him that even they will take their animals to water on the Sabbath because there are no time restrictions and no day restrictions to God's mercy. And when Christ responded to this ruler, the synagogue, he stated, this woman who Satan has bound. And Jesus attributes this woman's illness not to God, but to Satan. St. Paul talked to the thorn in the flesh that was a messenger of Satan sent to him. So let's be clear not to mix the will of God with what is evil. The source of sickness and death is from Satan. Life is God's desire for us and mankind. Not death and sickness. In fact, he grants eternal life to everyone who comes to him. Christ healed the sick. Death did not come into existence because God wanted it. Christ wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. But one day, he was going to eliminate all the suffering, the sickness, the death. And when Christ was responding to this synagogue ruler, he said, ought not this woman who Satan had been bound, think on this, for 18 years be loosed from this bond? Jesus said, think about this. Let us think about this, that God wants to loose us from any of the bonds of Satan that try and entangle us. So as we hear about this woman who was healed by Christ today, it is a reminder of our very own healing, of the unexpected grace we receive from our Lord continually. We've all been stooped over and bent by sin, but we've been touched by the hands of Christ. It's not something that we ourselves did, but he has compassion upon us. He's raised us up, and he continues to bless our lives each and every day, even when we not ask for it. The woman glorified God because what she had received. Let us, in our hearts, be quick to recognize when God blesses us, when he bestows his grace upon us in areas of our life, particularly even in areas that we not ask about. Let us think about this. Let us stand straight and tall. Let our lives be examples of uprightness as we glorify God, who has so generously bestowed this grace upon us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.